Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy, 82 for the high today. What's up, guys? It's officially summer. Monday and Tuesday, it was hot out. It was a perfect excuse to jump into the pool and cool off. Mm-hmm. Now for everyone, though, I went to my parents on Monday. The whole family was there.
The whole squad. They were like, we're literally overheating and we need to submerge ourselves into a pool of water.
Guess who was in the pool? Everyone except the women. Why? If you're a guy, towel, swim shorts, jump in.
See ya.
If you're a woman, hair prep, outfit prep, body ready, waterproof makeup. Are you on your period? Did you shave your entire body?
The rigmarole.
So I'm sitting there on Monday and everyone is in the pool, right?
Yeah.
I look over and there's my mother, both my sister-in-law's mom, my niece. And I'm like, are you guys good? You're dripping sweat. Just jump in. Yeah. They refuse. They won't touch the water. I'm like, what's happening?
I am your mother. I am your sister-in-law's. Like, it is a struggle. A struggle. Because listen, swimming in the summer, it can be a great way to cool off. It can be fun. It can be all of the things that you hoped it would be. But the time and effort of prep and post-work that takes place after you swim.
Yeah.
As a woman, sometimes it's not even worth it.
I'm assuming this all started in middle school when gym class forced you to swim. And all the girls sat on I don't know if your school had co-ed swimming, but all the girls were lined up on the wall, and every single one of them had a note why they couldn't swim.
Because they couldn't get their hair wet.
They couldn't get their hair wet, but all of them had their period at the exact same time.
So crazy.
What?
Also, like, tampons are fully a thing. But I was in this situation yesterday. Although it was ungodly hot, temperatures got up to, like, 98, 99 degrees.
It was a comfortable temp.
Comfortable. I couldn't even breathe outside. My glasses were fogging up. I wouldn't
and you drove.
Classify it as comfortable. No, literally I did. I'm smashing into guardrails. But we had, my girlfriend and I had plans to go on the boat.
Sure.
And I was like, perfect. I can't wait to just jump in. Like, this will be great. Mind you, we went swimming in the pool, my parents' pool, on Monday. So the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't shower. I know, disgusting. I didn't shower or wash my hair after the pool because I was like, I'm not going to do that because I'm going in the lake the next day. So why would I do that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Long story longer, we end up not going to the lake yesterday because of a majority of different reasons, but most of them being it was too far and too hot. My girlfriend's like, it's too hot to go swimming. I'm like, wait,
it's too hot to go swimming.
Right.
Explain that to me.
Yes, I'm not sure. But I was pissed because of the prep work that I had laid out when it came to my hair wash routine. I didn't wash my hair because I was like, oh, I'm going to go swimming. But now I have to wash my hair. So I washed my hair yesterday. And I know that this sounds very over-dramatized and complicated to men, but, like, you have no idea how easy you have it.
No,
I'm on my hair care journey right now.
We absolutely understand. A majority of us understand how easy we got it. And if anyone is married to a woman, been in a relationship with them for long enough, they see what they have to go through. Most men appreciate it. You got to shave your whole body. And let's be honest, body image plays
a huge... You have to look like a naked mole rat.
Body image plays a huge role. There's a lot of pressure on women to look beach ready, whatever that means. Men can stroll in, that they can look however they want to look. Most people don't bat an eye, right?
They have a six pack, whether it be on their body or under their arm.
And you know, my mom is the type of woman where she'll use the pool and lay on the floaty but when nobody else is around, nobody has to be there. And then she'll do it alone.
Oh, like secretly. Go under
secretly.
And be in the pool. Yeah.
She won't get her hair wet. The water cannot come anywhere close to her hair.
Lois, babe, it's your house. You can do whatever you want. She's like waiting for everyone to leave.
I don't know. I'm trying to not let this complicated situation like ruin my summertime fun. But I'm telling you right now, there's nothing sexy about you in the pool with like George Washington hair above your head. Like it's just not, it's not the vibe. And I think we're past sexy at this point, but I think when it comes down to it, how much time do I want to put into it before, after, during?
Yeah, it
not
sucks.
Not to mention, I didn't even mention this part, sitting in a wet bathing suit, disaster for a yeast infection.
That's how you get a yeast infection, sure.
Disaster. A disaster waiting to happen.
Anytime I ever tried going to the pool, at like a hotel pool or whoever with my ex, where we refused to get in, she would only dip her toes into the pool, and that was the extent of it. I'm like, just come in for a little bit. You don't have to get your hair wet. I can't. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, pools are kryptonite for women.
I know.
I don't know what it is. One time when I was swimming at a hotel pool in Arizona, I was just floating around alone. I was doing a night swim, minding my own business, and I accidentally bumped into a menstrual cup just floating around.
Not the Diva Cup.
I was like, well, how did this get in here? I don't know what's worse, this or a bloody Band-Aid.
Was it covered in blood?
No.
Oh. Moose was like using it as a shot glass. He's like, who wants Tito's?
I was like, who's going to take it there? Is it going to be me or you? And you beat me to the punch.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
The weekend on PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and Fleeky Maliki. 4 more years. Mr. Mayor Malik Evans had declared victory in the Democratic primary for Rochester mayor yesterday. This guy had a comfortable lead against his two challengers, but historically, whoever typically wins the primary wins the November election. And Evans was visibly emotional last night as he spoke at the podium of his election headquarters at the beautiful Strathallan Hotel.
George.
He spoke about his efforts to combat crime in the city and thanked a lot of his supporters for helping him secure the Democratic nomination. The race was on track to be historically a very low turnout when it comes to votes. As of 8 p.m., approximately 12,000 people had voted. In comparison to the primary 4 years ago, when they saw 20,000 voters, officials said. So early voting in the city was down 20%, but the raising question is, did the heat yesterday play a role in that?
Yeah.
In the low turnout?
I couldn't even go outside.
And your glasses were fogging up.
No, literally.
But Mayor Evans focused his campaign on building momentum and really highlighting the fact that a 60% reduction in murder has taken place since he took office. And I know when, you know, it's hard. We don't typically have those statistics in front of us because it feels like every time we read the paper or open the news or watch the news, that's what it is. There's a murder taking place. For example, I go on to the news this morning. 3 people stabbed in separate areas of the city last night. Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm.
Anyways, between January 1st and today, the number of homicides has dropped to 14 compared to 35 during the first year the mayor was elected. This marks a 60% reduction. If those are the numbers, those are the numbers. But congratulations to Mayor Malik Evans. Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite segment, There I Said It, 585-252-9800, to share your unpopular opinions. What is your hot take? Let us know. We'll get to them coming up next on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The show.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. You got something you need to get off your chest this morning? No problem. We got your back because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's go over to our friend Kathy weighing in. Send us your hot takes, guys. 585-252-9800. Kathy says, if your house has a wino clock sign, I already know you peaked in 2012. My mom is not going to be happy with this text.
Does she?
She's not. Oh, yeah. The wino clock. Which I don't know what's worse, that or the live, laugh, love signs.
I think the wine o'clock, that's representing issues. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, so. I used to have a sign in my apartment that said, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh. Oh, Moose is like, chug it if you got it. We're like, wait, what? Yeah, that doesn't work when it's, you know, 10 a.m. after the show.
But really,
it's 9 a.m. Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm like, is it though?
Let's go over to, I don't know who this person is. They said, not every bad thing that happened to you was trauma. Sometimes it's just life. Suck it up. There, I said it. Well said.
Yes, of course. This person says, watching movies at home is way better than going to the movie theater. There, I said it. That is false. You can't get movie theater popcorn at home.
Always about the popcorn.
It is for me.
It's about the comfort.
That's
of being
my driving force.
For you, it is. I mean, and you put a disgusting amount of butter on your popcorn. There is such thing as too much butter on popcorn. There, I said it.
Don't, because I don't control the butter.
Yeah.
I'm not working there. I'm not working right behind the counter.
Miss, just a little bit more. Okay, tell me when.
It's just a piece of popcorn floating in a river of butter.
It's disgusting.
So good. Anyways.
Let's go over to Corey. Country music is just sad pop songs for people who don't want to admit they like pop music. There, I said it.
Because it's like their brand.
Right.
You know what I mean? They live out in Wayne County and they don't want to admit that they secretively love PXY, but they have to listen to the country station because they want to keep up their image, and I get it. We won't tell anybody. And also, not to mention, country music, yeah, it's sad, and it's all the same. No. Got my tractor and my blue jeans and my whiskey.
Shut up. That is the country
Brad
music.
Brad Paisley, Luke Bryan, Zach Bryan. Why are they all Bryan? How are they all related?
What's happening? Yeah, there's a lot of lanes, too. There's
Got
a lot of Bryans.
Got my Daisy Duke in my basketball. What?
I have my Daisy Duke in my basketball?
I don't know.
None of these country artists are playing ball. Mike says, in reference to what you guys were talking about this morning, men actually have it harder when it comes to swimming. We're expected to have six packs and broad shoulders to look good shirtless. No one talks about male body image issues. There, I said it. Well, lucky for me, I don't have any of those issues. I'm just kidding. Breezy told me I had a dad bod yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I lost sleep last night.
If we don't laugh, we'll cry.
Mine for today is, if you're trying to sell me something, and the first words out of your mouth are, my friend, best deal for you, you're a sleazeball. And you don't know the first thing about salesmanship.
Don't call me your friend. I don't know you.
My friend. Stop.
My foe. You are my enemy.
Every dude trying to sell you skincare in the mall ever. Who's over there? What do you got?
Mine for today is this. Cream cheese is one of the most disgusting spreads you could put on anything. I said it.
It's delish.
It's disgusting. It's so thick. And why is it going on cake? If you have cream cheese that's 4 inches, You need help.
Cream cheese frosting, not regular cream cheese you put on a bagel.
What's the difference?
Frosting.
What's the difference?
There's sugar in it. It's sweeter. It's frosting.
Nope. I don't like if cream cheese is the base. Count me out.
Oh, it's delicious.
There I said it.
There is such thing. There is such thing.
Disgusting.
You go to New York, you go to those bagel shops, and they put too much cream cheese.
It's I'm talking about a block
of cream cheese. I don't like all that.
I think it ruins it because it's cold and it's heavy and it's just, no, not for me. It's disgusting. Thanks.
Oh, I'll eat it. Eileen says, I can't stand people who do pizza reviews. It's literally impossible for anyone to make a bad pizza. There, I said it. I can name 3 spots in the city right now that have no business making pizza. I'll give you one of them. I'm turning the mics off. Breezy?
Classic. No. Horrid.
Terrible.
One time
they
I got
suck.
A piece of pizza from them, and they had 4 different types of pepperoni on one piece of pizza. The cup chars.
That actually sounds really good.
No, it was horrible. And it was 3 days old, but that's neither here
really
nor there.
Sounds really good. Let's
Stop
go over
trying to make pizza that isn't in this city a thing, because unless you're going to do it perfectly, don't do it at all.
Let's go to our friend Jill. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. If your kid's iPad is raising them, stop calling yourself a parent. There, I said it.
Okay, and then this person says, people can't complain about things around Rochester and then not go vote. There, I said it.
That's true.
That is true.
Fleeky Maliki. Winning the primary yesterday, another 4 years.
Buckle up, baby. 4 years left of Fleeky Maliki.
I mean, at least he's not selling, drugs out of his home like the last mayor.
That was her estranged husband.
Oh, right. Oh, of course. Right. So they really put 4 different types of pepperoni on that pizza, huh?
It was a lot.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.